walking out with us. That was this light right here. This is so beautiful. Change. So we're gonna go ahead and begin our counter teach-in and our true teaching. As you can see, it's open for everyone to come in and hear and see what's going on. So first and foremost, we will have Professor Mariscal.
Hello, people. As I said this morning, I've been here 24 years, and this is the most beautiful day of my 24 years on this campus. I'm not going to bore you with the lecture, because that's what I do in the classroom, but I do want to give you a little bit of history. In the late 1950s, there was a discussion about creating a UC campus in San Diego. There was one faction that wanted it in San Diego. They had land near Balboa Park. It would have been an urban university. It would have been close to working class communities of every color. There was another faction that wanted it near Scripps, because that's where the person pushing this, Roger Revelle, wanted it, near where he worked. His side won, and here we are. Now, what does that mean in 2010? It means that for 50 years, this campus has been isolated from all of us, all of the people you see here today. It doesn't know us. I'm talking about the institution. I'm not talking about individuals. There are faculty here who are with us of every color. I'm talking about institutional structures. The teach-in that was put on by the university today kept talking about individuals. I do this and I have this idea. That's cool. That's an important part of our education. But we're talking about structural change right now. University doesn't know you and hasn't made any attempt to let your communities change the character of the university. Now, there are well-meaning people here. They say, oh, but we're doing this, and look at all this, and we have all these programs, and we have the Preuss School, and we have Gompers. The Preuss School, ladies and gentlemen, is very cool. It doesn't change the character of this campus. The Preuss School, I support 100%. They're sending students to Yale and Harvard and Princeton, but they're not sending very many here. And this is about changing the climate and the character of this institution. Now, the other great moment, as I mentioned earlier this morning, was the late 1960s and 70s, and I'm not gonna bore you with, you know, my back in the day stories and when I was your age, but it's important because students just like you challenged this university. They were creating a third college at the time. And the black and brown students with Asian American and white allies said, we're taking over this college. We're going to create our own college. We're sick of the bullshit that you guys are still sick of. They marched right here. Their spirits that took over that administration complex are with us today. There was some opening then. Some things changed a little bit. And then the university defaulted to its character. Its character is to not understand issues of race. I'm sorry, people. I'm not hung up on race as the only category. I teach intersectionality and doc. I know all about that. But where this where this institution hits the wall is on issues of race. You know the people that were involved in that movement. It was called the Lumumba Zapata movement. You know about Angela Davis. The names you don't know are all the students just like you who did all the hard grunt work for that movement and made the change. The university defaulted. We had other movements on campus. We had a very strong anti-apartheid movement in the 80s. Done by people like you. We fought, and I was here already in 1989, we fought for a Department of Ethnic Studies. That was a step forward. And yet, because of the deep character of the institution, that department couldn't change the climate the way it needed it to be changed. And so the institution defaulted back to its old character. We had another movement, nothing like this, folks. You win the prize today. We had a movement in the 90s to create the Cross-Cultural Center. The students did it. They took over the chancellor's office. They got the cross. Right after that, we got the LGBT center. We got the women's center. Let me say this very clearly, people. The institution only responds to pressure from below. I don't care how many committees they create, how many task forces. I'm sick and tired of being on task forces around these issues. They don't produce anything. The reports go on the shelf and nothing happens. Let me warn you right now that if a task force on climate is created, which we've been demanding that they do for over 5 years, if it's created now, you better be the ones to decide who's on that task force. And so this is the culmination of all those movements. I want you all to know that you are part of a long historical continuum. You're not alone. You are with all those groups I mentioned. You're making history right now. This institution will not be the same. I'm convinced of that. And it's because of you. So let's keep moving forward. We'll do our part as faculty. You do what you do. The community folks are with us. People from all over the country are with us. And we will win. Change is coming right now. Thank you.